season finale. And the Vikings are going to be on defense in this opening possession. The Kokio Red Devils are going to be driving from our right to left. And it's going to be number 21 getting the nod this evening for the Vikings. That is Leighton Wiebolt. Defensively, not always a starter, but he's definitely worked his way in significantly throughout the season, and he's out here for the opening rep as the Red Devils break the huddle. Coming out in a wing T formation, two backs in the backfield, one tight end lined in tight, and he's going to turn, snap it. It's going to be handed up the middle and brought down instantly by Bryce Branzoni, is the ball carrier number 28. That's Travis Freeman, the sophomore. And Franzoni did a good job there of setting the edge and kind of just working inside and tackling Freeman in that B gap.
Yeah, and then this wing T offense, I mean, we're going to see the guards pulling a lot. That time, both guards pulled for Coquille, and the Sayula defense did a great job of not falling for that and collapsing that line.
And it was the C gap that he did it in, but you are correct. And break the huddle, come out in the same formation, turn. They're going to be handing it. That's going to be number 21 up the right side. Good head of steam on him, and breaks a couple tackles, but is brought down by Rowdy Thrall, the sophomore, who is another player that's significantly seen an increase in his playing time, and that's enough for our Coquille Red Devils first down, the first one of the evening.
Yeah, Rowdy Thrall's earned it. I mean, we've watched a lot of games, and his progression we've seen firsthand, and he's definitely earned that spot.
And that was Noah Beaudry, the ball carrier, and the ball started on the 30-yard line now in Coquille territory. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the middle. It's going to be the big boy, Gerard, barreling his way for extra yardage. First contact was made at about a yard into that carry, and he's able to get four, almost five out of it.
Like we talked about, it's going to be that game of pinball right in the middle of that line. I mean, he bounced off two or three Vikings before he was brought down, but, I mean, how long can you do that is going to be the key.
And if you're at home, pinball is a beautiful picture. It kind of just bounces around off tackles in there. It's Gerard. He's going to turn, hand it, looking to pass for the first time this evening. He's got a receiver open in the flat, but through the hands of the intended receiver, Travis Freeman, the sophomore running back. First throw of the evening, and it was a good one. It was on target, but just unable to bring it in was Freeman. And that's going to bring up a third and five now. Ball spotted on the 35. The Vikings looking to make a nice statement here on defense early in this football game. 10 minutes and 21 seconds left here in the first quarter. Coquille with ball on the opening possession. Break the huddle. Snap handed. That's going to be going to the left. Is, I believe that was Freeman once again. And it was brought down by Will Johnson and one more tackler I'd love to give credit to, but it didn't see. But Red Devils are going to get about two on it. Fourth and three now.
Looks like they're staying on the field here.
Yeah, it's a gutsy call, potentially not, as two more players come onto the field, but they are in the huddle. We'll see what they decide to do here. Fourth and three on their own 37-yard line, and they're lined up to punt now. Nobody back deep to return for the Vikings as Will Johnson takes note, sprints back. And good snap, wobbly snap, but caught well, and just a skyrocket of a punt. Will Johnson pointing at it, yelling, Peter, as the Vikings clear out of the way, and that ball takes a favorable Vikings bounce, and it's going to be spotted at the 45-yard line. And so it doesn't really flip the field a whole lot, really only about a 20-yard punt overall.
Yeah, the punt had a lot more height than distance.
And Will Johnson, you could hear him here up in the booth yelling, Peter, and that's what you want to hear, is making sure everybody gets out of the way and doesn't touch it accidentally. But the Vikings take over on offense now on the 45-yard line. It's going to be Jericho Lake and the Vikings. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Chang in the backfield with Lake to his right. Claps for the ball, gets it, and he's looking to pass this play to the left. He's got a receiver down the sideline making a great adjustment is Will Johnson. What a
fantastic catch by Will. He was completely locked up by the corner there and just high-pointed that ball and Randy Moss, if you will.
And that was, you hit it on the head. That was great coverage. Will Johnson did a good job of showing that the ball was coming his way at the very last second. DB was in a great position, but I don't think really knew that the ball was coming his way. And now the Vikings all of a sudden have the ball spotted on the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Vikings, one for one for Jericho Lake. And the Vikings come out in a bunch formation in the near side of Lake. Out of the shotgun formation, he's going to hand it. In the sweep, that's going to be Dylan Gray, stumbling ahead through a horde of Red Devils on Halloween night. And that's going to be more than enough for a first down as he gains about 12 yards.
Yeah, it looked like Gray drug all but two of those Tokyo players for another 3 or 4 yards there. That's good hard-nosed running.
Yeah, 100%. And Gray and his brother, Dylan Gray and Caleb Gray, twins, juniors, and they're going to be big names for the Vikings moving forward. They break the huddle. It's going to be one receiver to the near side, bunch formation to the far side. Jackson Chang lined up to Jericho Lake's left. Cops for the ball, gets it rolling to his left, looking to his left. He's got a receiver out in the flat, wide open. Vikings jump out in front early in this one, 8 minutes and 18 seconds left. Vikings ahead 6-0 as Will Johnson's able to be found wide open in the flat. Jericho Lake does a good job, just kind of a feather throw over the head of a defender right into the hands of Johnson, and he just strolls into the end zone untouched.
Yeah, what a beautiful design, almost like a bootleg pass there. Will Johnson coming from the other side of the line, lined up in the slot, just about a 20-yard cross route, and no one was near him to get into that end zone.
Beautifully designed play out of the Vikings. Coach Sam Johnson, offensive coordinator, alongside his father, Andy Johnson. And the Vikings now lined up 4-2. Come out in a stack formation to the right side. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Jackson Chang up the middle.
With authority.
Once again, untouched. Absolute hole there on the right side of the offensive line. And the Vikings now jump out to an 8-0 lead with 8 minutes and 18 seconds left here in the first quarter. This is how you want to start a football game for the Vikings. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here after this here on Coastal Radio Sports.
What's the advantage of becoming an Elk member?
8 minutes and 18 seconds left here in the first quarter here at Hans Peterson Field on senior night. The Vikings doing a good job defensively and offensively early in this one as they jump out to an 8-0 lead. Vikings on to kick off. Ball's now being teed up at the 40-yard line as the Tokyo Red Devils take the field. Vikings huddled, kind of waiting for a decision out of what they want to do based off of the Red Devils' line alignment here. And I believe it was Free, who was back deep to return?
I believe, yes, it was.
Tanner Kellner alongside Gavin Fisher for the Red Devils back deep, and Will Johnson kind of pooches it up over the head of the front line. That ball is rocketed off the foot, off the intended returner, and I have never seen a kick like that. The Vikings kick it over the first line of defenders. The second line comes up to try to catch it, goes right through his hand, and he almost punts it downfield.
Yeah, I think he hit it with his knee. I mean, that thing came out hot.
Traveled about 40 yards off of his foot downfield past all the Vikings, and it was Will Johnson, the return or the kicker, able to jump on top of it. I've never seen anything like that.
Me neither. And I mean, let's talk about taking the wind out of a team's sails. I mean, Tokyo's got to do something here or else they're going to, like we always talk about, that momentum football, that snowball is going to start to roll down this mountain if they don't do something here.
And the Vikings build off momentum last week early and trying to do the same thing now as the Vikings break the huddle out on the offensive side of things again here. Jericho Lake comes out in an empty set, strips formation to the far side, two receivers to the near side. Lake claps for the ball, gets it, pump fake to the left, looks right. He's got good pressure in his face. Steps up and does a good job of just not forcing anything and getting back to the original line of scrimmage almost and just going down right there.
It's a good heads-up play. I mean, at some point, you got to just take your loss. We watch a lot of NFL football, and there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that will try and turn something into nothing, and oftentimes it turns into an overturned ball. So,
Yeah, and that's what you want to see out of a sophomore, just not forcing anything. Not trying to be a hero, only up 8-0 early in this football game, just kind of taking things where you can get them. And the Vikings now come out, trips formation to the far side, one receiver, and Mike Blankenship to the near side. It's going to be a pass again, leg rolling to his left, pump fake to his left, got a good blocking out in front of him, steps his feet and throws, got a receiver downfield.
Absolute
ball. Will Johnson in stride. It is a foot race.
Holy
with number
cow.
Three, Trenton Backman, and Will Johnson in the end zone once again.
You cannot ask for a better throw from Jericho Lake.
About an 82-yard pass hitting Will Johnson, who had his DB beat by a step or two. And Lake was rolling to his left and did a good job of setting his feet just to be able to put a little bit extra behind it, hitting Will Johnson in stride.
He set his feet so quick. And when you watch a receiver catch a ball that deep, and the receiver doesn't have to slow down just one step, two steps, like you said, ahead of his corner. I mean, it, literally a perfect place ball.
And the Vikings now out to attempt another two-point conversion. That ball was thrown 45 yards through the air, hitting Will Johnson in stride with Blake rolling to his left. Coming out in a veer formation, he's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the middle for Dylan Gray. And
he was thrown into the end zone.
Thrown into the end zone on the back of a Coquille Red Devil. Would have been about a yard or two short and able to convert it and punch it over the goal line. The Vikings now in front 16-0. That was a minute off the clock for the Vikings. 7 minutes and 16 seconds left here in the first quarter. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here on Coast Radio Sports. So stay with us. Vikings out in front 16-0. It's been all Vikings this evening so far, and it's early in this football game still, but we talk about momentum frequently, whether it's on a Friday night with these broadcasts or at the point after with Coach Sam Johnson, head coach of the Sightsaw Vikings. It's a huge thing, and the Vikings have it all leaning their way so far in this one. 7 minutes and 16 seconds left in the first quarter. Out ahead, 16-0. Vikings kickoff to the same guy, goes over his head, and dribbles barely out of bounds at about the 26-yard line, 27-yard line. Flags are thrown, and it's going to be the Coquille Red Devils now taking over on offense again.
Yeah, I respect the don't fix it if it ain't broke kicking call there. Kick it to the same kid that Rocket must have 40 yards into your own territory.
That was, gosh, you just sometimes see something that you've never seen before, and that was one of them. It was a great kick, and looked like it was right into the arms of the receiver or return man there. Just threw his hands and punted it off his foot all the way downfield, and the Vikings scored two plays later on an 82-yard bomb to Will Johnson. Now the Red Devils back out on offense. Number one, their quarterback, Drew Robertson, under center. Wing T formation. He's going to turn, hand it. It's going to be up the middle for Gerard. Gerard making people miss. He's got untouched. Good blocking out in front of him, and he is putting on the Jets the 10. Touchdown, Red Devils. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, that's just the big man. We talked about his strength and athleticism there, and he was showing the wheels. There was good blocking out in front, and the Red Devils answering back quickly. And there's a flag down. I believe it's going to be excessive celebration. Yep, that's exactly what it is. So after the touchdown, unsportsmanlike conduct against the Red Devils. Either way, they put points up on the board here. 7 minutes and 3 seconds left in the first quarter. Vikings still out in front, though, 16-6.
Got to give it to him. I mean, the misdirection kind of had me fooled. That quarterback handed the ball off twice, fake one, obviously gave it once as well and rolled out. I thought it was a sack, and then all of a sudden the running back's 20 yards upfield with no one around him.
And he's probably the thickest running back the Vikings have played all season.
Very stout.
Very, very stout. Kenneth Thrall-like, if you know who that is.
Yep.
And come out now, wing T formation. Robertson looking to pass now, rolling to his right, got a receiver to his right, and catching it out of bounds at about the 3-yard line is the Red Devils. So they are short of converting that 2-point conversion, getting points up on the board nonetheless. So the Red Devils put up points for the first time this evening. Vikings still out in front 16-6. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. Vikings out in front 16-6 early, and this one was 7 minutes left in the football game. And Michael Mason just asked me here in the booth, do we have a height and weight for this kid? And sadly, we do not. A couple teams so far this season haven't included those on their rosters. Most have. The Red Devils, one of those teams that have not. And I wish we did, to be honest with you. And I wish we had a height and weight on this kicker. My goodness, is that a big kicker?
That is a big kick, too.
And the ball's now teed up on the 25-yard line after the excessive celebration after the kickoff. And Red Devils elect to onside kick it. And it's going to be going to Caleb Gray, who does a good job of kind of knocking it back to himself as it was just out of his reach and jumping on top of it right at about the 49-yard line in Red Devils territory. You can't blame the Devils for attempting that try there.
Yeah, maybe feeding off some of the momentum from that big touchdown, trying to get the ball back quick.
And
they are by no means out of this.
I guarantee you nobody's trying to be spoiler more this evening than the Coquille Red Devils. 7 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. The Vikings break the huddle. two drives for the Vikings offense, two touchdowns to Will Johnson from Jericho Lake. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. As Lake calls for the snap, he's going to be handing it this time up the middle to Will Johnson. Looks like a horse collar tackle right in front of the ref, but no call there. He kind of had him by the jersey on the front end and his horse collar on the back.
Yeah, it definitely was. You wonder if we can see it from up there, how he can't see it 5 yards in front of him. But
and
as you always say, that's why we don't wear the stripes.
And the Vikings now lose two on first and 10. So now it's going to be second and 12. Ball spotted on the 49, but the opposite 49 in Vikings territory. 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Vikings break the huddle. Three receivers to the far side, one to the near side, and Micah Blankenship. Jackson Chang lined up next to Lake, looking to pass to his left. Decides not to. He's got good pressure on his back and a sack as Jericho Lake comes down in the backfield. Number 56 for the Red Devils, Harley Pierce, the senior.
Again.
And he's been the main source of havoc for the Red Devils defensively. And that's going to be about a loss of four now. So third and 16. And I think most teams here would be taking a deep breath and trying to get a good chunk here. And we know the Vikings can do it, as they've proven it multiple times just this evening already.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right side of this line is going to have to find an answer for Harley Pierce. That was him on both those tackles.
He's done a good job creating pressure for the Red Devils so far this evening. Vikings come out in a bunch formation to the near side. And Lake trying to get the cold count working. Red Devils doing a good job of not jumping off sides. We're going to go ahead and get the first timeout of the evening so far, as Coach Sam Johnson wants to talk things over with his offense. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. 5.5 minutes left here in the first quarter. Vikings out in front 16-6, but they are facing a third and long with a third and 16 right here. Ball spotted on their own 45-yard line. Coach Sam Johnson wanted to talk things over with his offense prior to this play. First time out of the evening for the Vikings. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake claps for the ball, gets it, fakes the pitch to the right side. It's a misdirection to Will Johnson up the left side now. He's got a head of steam with more than enough for a first down as he breaks past. He's got a green grass in front of him as he strolls casually into the end zone for the third time this first quarter. 5:11 left in the first quarter. 22-6 is the score, and it was great blocking downfield. I believe that was Tom Morgan. And if you're teaching stock blocking near defensive back, you pull up that film right there and teach him just that, as he was about 25 yards downfield and just stayed locked up with his defensive back the entire time, springing Will Johnson free.
Yeah, and as we know, they do a great job of that. Nothing stops until that whistle blows. I mean, you got guys all the way downfield lead blocking.
And about a 56, 57-yard touchdown out of Will Johnson, lined up to go for two. Ball is on the ground. We have a flag thrown as well. The Vikings don't find success, on that two-point conversion. Now 2-for-3 on the evening. And I missed them not seeing that flag correctly. Is no longer see one on the football field, but the Vikings out in front 22-6 with 5:11 left in the first quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports. 5:11 left here in the first quarter. Vikings out in front 3-for-3 on touchdown. Or on offense this evening, finding the end zone out in front 22-6. The Energizer Bunny, Will Johnson, on to kickoff for the Vikings. And talking about this kid just never runs out of steam, and he was about 12 yards downfield and just found another gear and turned on the afterburners. And ball spotted at the 40-yard line, boots this one deep downfield, and that thing's going to land right at about the goal line and just cruise through the back of the end zone. Not even given the return man for the Red Devils, Tanner Kellner, or number 7, Gavin Fisher, a chance to take that thing back.
Yeah, and here we go. I mean, we got Coquille back on offense after that big explosive first play. I think Sayuslaw is going to maybe focus more on collapsing that line and try and make these running backs go to the outside more and leave it up to the outside linebackers in the play.
If you can eliminate Oliver Gerard from the run game, like your chances against this Coquille Red Devils team, as Robertson breaks the huddle. He's going to hand it up the middle. It's going to be Gerard once again breaking out of a tackle. Good head of steam on him, and I believe that was Will Johnson. Yes, it was. And yes, Gerard's a big kid, but I'd take Will Johnson in the open field tackling anybody at the high school level here at 3A.
And yeah, I mean, I'd like to see his stats on completions or tackles because, I mean, it's very rare you see him miss one.
It's even more rare than his dropped passes, and I think he only has one on the season.
Yeah.
And super sure tackler. The Vikings have a few of them defensively, which if you're a defensive coordinator like Coach Nick Johnson is, you love that. Robertson breaks the huddle, wing T formation, two backs in the backfield. He's going to turn, fake it into the first running back, and that's going to be Freeman, I believe. Yes, it was. Number 28, Travis Freeman, the ball carrier. And first contact was made in the backfield, but he's able to fight back to the original line of scrimmage. Second and 10 now, 4 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Ball spotted on the Red Devils' 40-yard line. And that was good tackling out of the Vikings.
Yeah, it looked like Franzoni got the edge just perfectly and was able to not bring him down, but slow him up just enough to get a few more helmets on him.
And if I'm the Red Devils, I'm leaning on Gerard heavily as he's been the only one to find success on the ground so far. And they're going to fake the handoff to him. Now hand it to number 21, who just sees the big Colin Barnett coming at him head on and just elects to go straight down to the ground as he comes up a little bit gingerly. That was Noah Beaudry, senior running back.
And I will note, a few plays ago on that big Gerard run, he was slow to get up. Ryan's pointing out looks like we have the mask walking down in the bleach.
One of the more committed costumes I've seen all year, obviously, this Halloween evening, and the student section's all dressed up, but it's 3rd and 9 here, 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter, and the Red Devils trying to get the cold count working. The Vikings doing a good job of not jumping. Now we have a late flag as we have a false start on the Red Devils. And I'm assuming that a player had their hand on the ground ready to roll because it was a few seconds after the cold count. The quarterback was looking to the sidelines and must have just taken it off the ground for a second, which is a false start.
We talk about it all the time. My favorite play, right? I mean, you can't cold count yourself. That's not the point of the play whatsoever.
No.
And you're running a lot of sprints Monday, fella.
And luckily for him, this is likely the last evening. And not what. Luckily, in a sense, obviously you want to dress down every day with your brothers, but you won't be paying for it on Monday as they now face a 3rd and 14, looking to throw, rolling to the right. Robertson, he's got a receiver in the flat, breaking out of a tackle. He's got more than enough for a first down, steps out of bounds after about a 16-yard gain. And, oh, man, that hurts if you're the Vikings as you had him backed up deep into their own territory and able to convert on a 3rd and long. Not the first one so far this evening, but it was the first for the Red Devils as the Vikings were also facing a 3rd and 16, but were able to find the end zone on it. And the Red Devils now come out. Robertson under center, two backs in the backfield. And he's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Gerard up the right side, looking for blocking out in front of him. And once again, Will Johnson brings him down quickly, but quickly for Gerard is after a gain of 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he hits that line so explosive, and he's so big in stature that, you know, we kept saying pinball and, you know, taking a few guys to bring him down. And it's always known that, you know, a game of 4 yards, if you get 4-4-4, but he's getting a lot more than that.
Yes, he is. The Red Devils now facing a 2nd and 1, 2 minutes, 12 seconds left. They're going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the left side, breaking out of a tackle, an arm tackle. That's going to be Freeman. And
again, Will Johnson on the tackle.
Will Johnson with the tackle is a little bit worried as he got up a little bit awkwardly, but I think he just lost his footing getting up.
Yeah, a little bit.
And now the Red Devils get just enough to move the chains with a fresh set of downs for them. Minute and 50 seconds left in the first quarter. Vikings out in front, 22-6. Robertson breaks the huddle, coming out under center. He's going to look, turn, hand it. That's going to be Gerard up the middle. And Gerard is going to be strung down from his rear end. That's Caleb Gray and Rowdy Thrall on the tackle. Rowdy Thrall looks like a cheetah trying to bring down a buffalo on a documentary. Is he just kind of bit onto his haunches and just drug him down?
I love your analogies. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. I think, yeah, I mean, side-by-side National Geographic, that was picture perfect there, Ryan.
And
just grabbed on and said, I'm not letting go till you're on the ground.
And it was Cheetah trying to bring down a water buffalo. Second and three now for the Red Devils. Robertson under center. He's going to turn, fake the handoff. He's rolling to his right, looking to pass now. And he's got a receiver deep and caught in the end zone, hitting him in stride. Number 21, the intended receiver, Noah Beaudry. But a flag is downfield at about the 19-yard line. We'll see if this thing's coming back.
I think it's going to be pass interference on football, and it's not going to.
What a throw out of the quarterback, Drew Robertson, the senior, rolling to his right, hitting number 21, Noah Beaudry, in stride, and that is, in fact, a Coquille touchdown, as the Vikings had a defensive holding called in that secondary. And the Vikings still leading, though, 22-12. 51 seconds left in the first quarter. This is a high-scoring first quarter here.
It is.
And we got a stoppage here on the field. Referees wanting to talk something over. Both teams lined up and ready to roll. Looks like the Red Devils are going to be lined up for another two-point conversion. They were unsuccessful on their first attempt. They looked to pass on that first attempt, but it was Freeman catching it just out of bounds. Short of a line to gain. So now they're lined up to attempt another after their second touchdown of the evening. Robertson lined up under center, same formation, except the receiver split out wide. Instead of being to the near side, is at the far side of the field. Robertson gets nice and low under his center, turned, handed. That's going to be untouched into the end zone for the successful two-point conversion. On the carry is Oliver Gerard. And usually you see him low in a tackle, low on his shoulder through a tackle, this time going untouched through that right side of their offensive line. Vikings out in front, 22-14. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field. The Vikings out in front of the Coquille Red Devils, 22-14 here on senior night, 51 seconds left in the first quarter. And, Mike, you were just saying something there at the break. You want to tell the listeners kind of what you were telling me?
Yeah, I was basically breaking down. I mean, Sutherland ran a similar offense. They lean more wing T, but they could run that wing T offense and run, and then all of a sudden spread out and pass the ball deep. And I was just explaining how it is a hard offense to defend because you got to stay on your toes. You got to keep your head on a swivel. And I think Sayusa here just needs to keep doing what they're doing. They're not doing a bad job by any means. But like I'm just saying, it is a hard offense because it's completely unpredictable. And you even mentioned it was a second and three scenario, and they ran the play action, and the whole line and linebackers collapsed onto the run because, I mean, everyone in the stands probably thought the same thing they did, and we're just able to launch a ball downfield to a wide open. So,
yeah, second and three, you're likely to be running the ball if you run a wing T style offense, and caught one of the defensive backs on his heels there as the Vikings, the Red Devils attempted a rather unsuccessful onside kick there, as it was pretty easy for the Vikings to recover there in about their third line of return men. And the ball is now spotted at the 28-yard line. Lake and the offense come out once again. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far side. Chang in the backfield with Lake. Sends Tom Morgan in motion to the far side. Takes the handoff to him. He's got a receiver along the near sideline. It was Micah Blankenship as the intended receiver. And I don't know if Micah Blankenship ever saw that, because if he came in a step or two, he may have been able to catch it.
Yeah, I don't think he saw it. I think the corner was on his inside shoulder just enough to kind of block his view of where the ball was coming in.
And in coverage for the Red Devils was the devil who just scored that touchdown, Noah Beaudry. So we know he has wheels, but Micah Blankenship had him by a step. The ball still spotted at the 28-yard line, 44 seconds left in the first quarter. The Vikings on offense for the fourth time this evening, 3-for-3, finding the end zone so far. And bunch formation to the near side. It's Will Johnson and a couple more. I can't see the numbers. So Lake gets the snap. He's looking to pass. It's going to be Tom Morgan in the flat for the first time this evening, making people miss, and had decent blocking out in front of him, but kind of broke down just as he was getting to them. Able to still churn some yards out. He picks up about 6, maybe 7 yards. We'll call it 6, as the Vikings are going to now be facing a 3rd and 4 with 25 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Yeah, the receivers did a good job on that design screen play. I think he was just a little bit too patient with the running, which you do like to see on a screen play. You want to, you know, evaluate the field and catch the hole, but maybe just a little bit too patient.
Definitely. I like to see Tom Morgan with the wheels. Just turn them on. Trust his instincts. And Vikings now coming out. They're just going to allow this clock to come down to 0 seconds. So that's the end of the first quarter. The Vikings out in front, 22-14. As the PA announcer here to my left, Jim Mitchell, says lots of scoring and lots of scoring, in fact. And so we're going to go ahead, though, take a quick 30-second break here on Coast Radio Sports. The Vikings out in front after one, 22-14. We are back for the second quarter of action. The Vikings out in front, 22-14 over the visiting Coquille Red Devils. As we flip the field, the Vikings now offensively going to be driving from our right to left. And it is a third and four for the offense as they are lined up and ready to roll. Bunch formation to the far side. Blake in the, out of the shotgun formation. Claps gets the ball. It's going to be a handoff up the middle to Will Johnson, fighting for extra yards against four or five Red Devils. He's able to get about 3 yards out of it, so it's going to be fourth and one. Now it's decision time for the Vikings as this ball is spotted on their own 35, 37-yard line.
Well, Ryan, you know what I would love to hear on a fourth and one?
What's that?
Good old Cole Count, baby.
Oh, yeah. I should have known. As a former Vikings offensive lineman, that play gets you just absolutely amped, showing that you're more disciplined than the guys lined up across you. They've attempted one this evening, which the Red Devils didn't jump on, but they do, in fact, come out for the fourth down attempt here, and they're going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the middle, hit at the line of scrimmage. But churning his legs, Will Johnson, I believe, was the ball carrier.
I think it was Chang.
Was it? Either way, just a grown man run out of whoever the running back was. The PA announcer here, Jim Mitchell, who has Hawkeyes with Dina Mitchell with the binoculars as a spotter, and said, didn't see who the ball carrier was, but it was enough for a first down. So
we can't.
We're not alone here.
Yeah.
And first and 10 now for the Vikings. Ball spotted on their 39-yard line. Late out of the shotgun formation. Two receivers to the near side. Two to the far side. Looking to pass. Looks left. Throws left. He's got Caleb Gray waiting there for that ball. Spins off the hip of the DB. It was a good job by Caleb Gray, recognizing he wasn't tackled all the way. And good job by Trenton Backman, the DB there, who just did not give up his grip on Gray.
And right on the cusp of a hospital ball, right?
I mean,
that thing was kind of up in the air for a little bit, and that corner was crashing down. But like you said, he got hit initially and kept turning, maybe fought for a couple more.
And on that curl route, you kind of want to see your receiver work back to the ball a little bit. Caleb Gray didn't, but it didn't matter. Either way, second and four now as Gray picked up six on first down. And it's trips formation to the far side, one receiver to the near side. Lined up in the backfield is Dylan Gray, the twin brother. It's going to be a fake screen to the right side. Now it's a screen to the left side. Is Micah Blankenship. Probably weighs all of 145 pounds and had a DB trying to pull him down by his rear end. And Micah just showed that he squats quite a bit more than his weight.
Yeah.
As he just pulled him downfield for a first down.
Yeah, corner almost similar size to him, too, but you could just tell who controlled the power there.
And it's going to be first and 10 now from the 48-yard line. The ball now into Red Devil territory. As the Vikings break the huddle, it's bunch formation to the far side. Will Johnson lined up to Jericho Lake, right side. Tom Morgan, the receiver, to the near side. He's going to be turn-handed. He's going to fake it to Will Johnson. It's going to be Caleb Gray up the left side. He is hit well. And hit by none other than Oliver Gerard, as Caleb Gray's a little bit slow to get up. Gosh, Gerard just packs a punch offensively and defensively. He is a stout kid.
Yeah, I mean, ideal frame for a middle linebacker.
Ideal frame for a logger as well.
Yeah.
Kid looks like Paul Bunyan out there. Second and nine now for the Vikes as they break the huddle. Trips formation once again to the far side. Micah Blankenship, the sole receiver to the near side. In the backfield, Caleb Gray. And he's going to turn, look, roll, throw right. He's got a receiver out in the flat in Bryce Franzoni and slung down along the Coquille Red Devils sideline. Pickup of about 3 or 4. We'll call it a 4-yard gain as the Vikings are now going to be facing a 3rd and 5. And we've got a stoppage here as the referees decide to stop and send someone off the field for the Vikings as he was pointing at something on his lower body.
Rowdy Thrall.
Tom Morgan coming off.
Oh.
And something about his pants didn't like. Tom Morgan didn't have to really adjust to anything at all. But
I think his knee pads were rolled up above his knee. And they don't like that in high school.
Kind of the style now, but red car, blue car, do what's right.
Yeah.
And third and five now for the Vikings as they break the huddle. It's a bunch formation to the near side. Lake out of the gun, staggered step, and he's going to get the snap. Look, roll left, throw left, and he kind of threw it behind the intended receiver in Will Johnson. As he didn't really set his feet there, but we have a flag thrown in the vicinity of where that ball was thrown.
I didn't see it.
Neither did I.
They're drawing a flag there.
If anything, maybe the ball that we—I mean, again, this poll gets quite a bit of screen time here for us. Is it personal foul against the Red Devils? Didn't see what it was thrown right where that play was, but didn't seem to be any bad blood after the play. In fact, we've seen a lot of high fives from Vikings players to Red Devils players between plays, after plays, during plays. It's been a good sportsmanship out of both teams, and this was a football game the Red Devils and the Vikings really had circled on their calendar early in the season, as this was a tough matchup for both teams last season and the year. The Vikings were able to win the league title outright last year, which they're looking to do the same thing this evening. 7 minutes and 42 seconds left in the second quarter now. Vikings still out in front, 22-14. With the ball offensively for the fourth time this evening, Lake gets up to the line of center, does a good job of directing players left and right. And the Vikings see the confusion on the field. Coach Sam Johnson walks onto the field with his hands off and sends a player off the field. Not too thrilled. And we're going to go ahead, though, take a quick timeout ourselves and be back here after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Vikings back out on the field for a first and 10 here. 7 minutes and 42 seconds left on the clock after the Vikings burn their second time out of the first half. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far. Lake looking, speed option to the right side. It's a double pass off the speed option. Wide open, but overthrown. The intended receiver was Micah Blankenship. What a fun play call there, but a long time to develop, as a lot of the Coquille Red Devil defenders were collapsing on Will Johnson and kind of just maybe hurried his throw a little bit.
Yeah, I got excited when you see a receiver that open past the pylon for sure.
And I love attempting that play call on the 28-yard line on a first and 10. You're confident in your offense to be able to get 10 yards and three plays here, as the Vikings definitely in four-down territory. And two receivers come out to the near side, two to the far side. Lake sends motion to the near side, and it's a bad snap as it hits the receiver in the hands. The ball is on the ground. A couple of Red Devils look to be the first ones there. And that ball is recovered by Tom Morgan. Not sure how Morgan was able to get that ball back, as a couple of Red Devils were the first ones there. And Morgan was kind of crawling after it like it was a wedding ring about to go down a sewer drain.
There we go. Perfect analogy.
But able to jump on top of it and save thousands of dollars and a possession for the Vikings. So now a third and about two. Wasn't a bad snap by any means, but it kind of just hit Morgan and Lake at the same time. And the Vikings now break the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, two to the far. Lake out of the shotgun formation. Chang lined up in the backfield to his left. Takes the snap, looking to the right, throws to the right. He's got a receiver. That's going to be Micah Blankenship catching it right as he breaks out of that route, right at the line to gain. And they're going to mark him about a half yard shy. So now you're just saying four down territory for the Vikings as they're facing a fourth and one. The ball spotted at the 19. 6.5 minutes left here in the first half. Vikings huddled up as Jericho Lake gets the play call out of the head coach here. Coach Sam Johnson sending him back into the huddle. Bryce Franzoni checks back into the game, bringing some meat into the game. Micah Blankenship checking out. And the Vikings likely to come out in that veer formation.